Ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. And today we're doing the last Fast movie that was released so far. What are we doing, Frank?
All right, Chris. Well, today we're doing The Fate of the Furious. Yes, that is what the eighth installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise is called. Not the best title, but what are you going to do? All right, so the synopsis for The Fate of the Furious is about when a mysterious woman seduces Dominic Toretto into the world of terrorism and the betrayal of those closest to him, the crew faces trials that will test them as never before.
He blackmails them.
And she blackmails him, like, right away, too.
Yeah.
Like, there's no seducing really going on here, but all right.
So this came out in 2017. It's directed by F. Gary Gray. Sounds like a made-up name.
It does.
It has Vin Diesel, The Rock, Jason Statham, Kurt Russell, Charlize Theron. So Paul Walker's not in this movie. He passed away during the making of the last film, which is the only way to get out of the series.
Apparently, yes, because apparently there's somebody else coming back in the future installments we'll talk about.
If you die in the series, you still come back, right?
You still come back.
You have to unfortunately pass away in real life.
Yes, yep. Pretty
much. They'll just CGI them. I don't know what they're going to do.
Hopefully not. I don't think they'll do that. I think they put that to bed.
That would be.
Oh, my God. That'd be horrible. I mean, that would be crossing the line.
Like hologram Paul Walker?
Oh, good Lord. Oh, no.
So what'd you think of The Fate of the Furious?
The Fate of the Furious, I'd say this is probably, I mean, going from the fifth one on, this is probably the least well-made Fast and the Furious film. This is my least favorite. It's the most ridiculous. It's sort of the one that's all over the place in terms of the action sequences. The villains are really, really over the top. They're really at that like comic book level of like villainy now. Like they're like trying to have that super plane that's like going around the world and it's holding like his ex girlfriend hostage or whatever. It's just this movie really, really, really gets into the ridiculousness of the franchise here. And even at the end with the submarine and the frozen ocean, it's just ridiculous when driving on the ice. I mean, they really go all out for this film. Not necessarily in a good way either.
And it's like, I'm used to, like, these overblown action scenes in this series, but, like, this one, a lot of the scenes just made me roll my eyes. Like, they weren't fun, right? Like, they weren't fun like all the other ones. They were kind of just like, wow, they're going to go there?
It's overkill. It's just overkill. Like the scene in Manhattan when she hacks into all these different cars and they're just like flying all out of the buildings and everything. It's just, what is going on? It felt like a comedy at some point. And at a part where they're trying to capture Dominic Toretto with the cars and they're trying to hook him with the lines and he's like ripping them around. It's just like, what is this? It feels like a cartoon. It's like, what am I watching here? This is like an anime or something. This doesn't feel like an actual Fast and the Furious movie, as ridiculous as they have become in recent history. But yeah, this movie definitely has problems with it.
Also, I'm not sure what else F. Gary Gray directed, but he's not back for the next movie. Justin Lin got brought back again to Fast 5.
Yeah.
And you could totally tell why. Like, this movie's a mess. Like, the storyline, it really, really sucks.
It's all over the place. It's really stupid how she basically seduces, to quote-unquote seduces Dom, basically blackmails him. You know right away that he's not bad. Like, he tried to do this whole thing where his crew thinks he's bad, too, but even they know he's not bad. Like, there's very little suspense. The movie is all over the place in terms of the plot, too, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to stop, where they're trying to go. It's just like, you're trying to follow it, but then, like, you think, okay, it sounds like a semi-serious, like, spy movie, but then you have these ridiculous scenes where you're just like, it just feels so disconnected to the rest of the film, especially the ending. The ending feels like a totally different movie you're watching. It doesn't even feel like the same movie. And yeah, it feels like different movies put together. So yeah, it feels very disjointed.
One thing that really made me laugh, and it makes me question, like, even the main villain's intelligence, why Dom? Like, out of all the people you could blackmail to be, like, your own secret agent to rob all these, like, nuclear weapons and EMPs around the world, why Dominic Toretto? Like, yeah, I never understood watching this film. Why did you pick Dominic Toretto to do this?
Yeah, why not get Deckard Shaw?
Why not get Hobbs, someone with connections?
Yeah, exactly. Why not try to get somebody who's not a L.A. street racer criminal guy to do it? Like you said.
And without his team, he's really, like, not anything special, right? Like, he needs, like, the hacker and the other guy. Like, it's all about the team.
And in the end, I understand why she wants him to get her the EMP thing, right? Like, that's what they steal in the very beginning of the movie. That's where he goes rogue, right?
And they have to get the submarine, which has the nuclear.
So after that, why does she need him then? Do you know what I mean? Like why after that one initial thing of getting that, why else is he even involved? Like, it doesn't make any sense the rest of this movie why they're there.
I guess she needs him to get the nuke suitcase, because it's a big car chase to get that.
Oh, that's right.
But after that, she doesn't need... Like, why do you need... Like you said, why do you... You need him to get into the base? Why? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it doesn't make... And why do you need him to get the nuclear suitcase anyway? Again, same thing. Why? Like,
yeah, she has that other guy with the red beard. Like, why didn't...
Yeah, exactly. They seem pretty capable themselves doing all this. Like, they seem to be a very experienced crew of criminals and terrorists. No,
why Dom? Why do you need this? Like, it's so ham-fisted. I get movie-wise why you need him.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
You have no plot.
Yes, yeah.
But it never gets explained why this like super supposedly intelligent hacker goes, oh, I want to like, you know, whatever.
I need a street racer criminal. You know,
to go and steal all this stuff. Like,
he knows how to drive a car really good. Planet. Yeah, exactly. And again, with people like Deckard Shaw or out there, like Hobbs, like you have these other people that you could like do something to get them to do your bidding, right? Like, you don't need
Dominic Toretto. You could have took Deckard Shaw's brother out of the hospital and kidnapped him.
And what they should have did was like, okay, fine. So why don't you use Dom because of his crew? Well, like, leave him to like run his crew then.
Yeah.
And don't take him away from the crew and make it seem like that stupid. Like, oh, he betrayed them. Like, have him be like a double agent or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Have him betray them in some other way. Like, that never really happens. I think it was a missed opportunity for that as well to have some really good like character development. But yeah, he just like. It's just so stupid. And then it has this whole thing where, like, she's trying to pretend like she is seducing him. Like, she's like, ooh, he's with me. But it's like, why? Like,
you said, why?
Why? Like, it's so stupid. They all know he's doing it for a reason, not because he wants to. Like, it's just so stupid. It's so stupid.
And you know, the other thing that gets me is he has, like, a million chances to tell his team, but he keeps running into him.
Yeah.
Trying to stop him. What's going on? And just tell him, hey, I'm going to tell you what's going on, but, like, act like you don't know, right?
Yeah, because at the end, she doesn't care that people know.
No.
Like, she doesn't as Cypher doesn't care. As long as Dominator does what she wants, that's all she cares about. She doesn't care that people know that he's good or bad. She doesn't... Obviously, he's a villain. Obviously, she's holding him hostage in some way. It shouldn't be a secret. Like you said, why is it a secret? Why is it a big deal? Like you said, why don't you just tell him, like, oh, he has my wife and kid, and I'm doing this because of that. Why can't you say... Why not just say that? Like, what's... I don't know. It's stupid.
Well, basically, the reason that he... goes rogue is because the Spanish girl from 5 and 6 or whatever, 7, I don't know what she's in.
Yeah.
Whatever. The Spanish girl, like he sleeps with twice or whatever when he thinks Letty's dead and just like throws her to the curb real quick.
Just, like, leaves her
has Dom's, gave birth and has Dom's son.
Yes.
Yeah. And like she has Cypher, who's played by Charlize Theron, kidnaps both of them. And goes, you know, Dom, you're going to do what I want or I'm going to kill. Which he kills her anyway.
He just kills her anyway. Yep. Exactly.
Yes, I'm going to kill the baby. Like, you're not going to kill the friggin' baby.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's stupid. It's just stupid. And again, at that point, like, if you're going to do it, you would have killed him already anyway. Like, it would have been over. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to sit there and just do this. Like, it's just, it's stupid. The plot's really... And, okay... So that's the plot, and that might be what it is. You know, these Fast and the Furious movies, people don't really go seeing for the plot, they go seeing for the action. And that is, as much as the action, I don't want to say it lets you down, because it gives you a lot.
Yeah.
But it gives you so much, it's like an overload. Like, it's like a synapse overload. Like, you almost don't care at the end of this movie, because there's so much crap going on that you're just like, this is just stupid and ridiculous. I just can't with this
anymore. None of it's done, like, particularly well, like, the last three movies, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even 6, for all its problems, the action's done really well.
Yeah.
A lot of, like... Any fight scene in this movie is not choreographed or shot as well as the last one or the fifth one. There's not really, you know, besides that big, there's not really like any what I would call good car chases even. Like, they're on the ice and it's just a wide open, like there's nothing.
They're just driving straight.
Yeah, they're driving straight.
They are being chased by like the military guys.
But they just drive straight because they're racing to get to like this point where they could trap the submarine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's the chase in the city, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not even comical.
Like, it gets to the point where you're just rolling your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And there's a little race in the beginning.
Uh-huh. Which is like the only real race in the movie.
That's the actual race. Kind of like, we talked about this before, they shove these sports cars where they don't belong.
Yeah, they're really doing this. But now it's a Lamborghini
on the ice.
Yeah, it always is, but it's affecting the overall quality of the movie at this point.
Yes, it is.
Like, now it's just getting ridiculous. It's like, listen, I understand you want to drive these fast cars, and when you're on like land, it's okay. But when you're on ice, you guys can't be in Lamborghinis or any kind of regular car that doesn't have like literally chains on the tires or doesn't have like some kind of traction. I'm not gonna believe it. A couple of vehicles they do have is believable, but the rest of them are just like, what do you guys?
There's like six cars, right? And only two of them are like ice, snow capable.
Yeah.
There's a tank. Exactly. Not a tank. Yeah. There's like a, I guess it's a tank, yeah. It's like a small tank that Ludacris is driving. And The Rock has like this huge trailer truck thing.
Yeah, it's like a, almost like a dump truck or something.
Everyone else is like a Lambo or a Civic or a Mustang. And they're on the ice and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, why aren't they just spinning around in one spot right now? Like, how is this even... Again, and then, you know, you might say, oh, guys, it's a movie. What's the big deal? It's because like, this is the last action set piece of the film.
Yes.
This isn't like a throwaway like scene that you just kind of have for a quick moment to do something. Like, this is what you're paying for. This is what you're waiting for the whole movie. And it's like, this is what I get. I guess.
And then
okay.
It's like the top of the submarine comes out and like... It's almost going as fast as like this Mustang.
Oh my god! And then Letty is with the girl who's a hacker, and she has that like speed racer thing with a button, and the things come out from the internet and jumping up in the air and everything. I was like laughing. Stupid. I was like, that is hilarious. She has like James Bond like gadgets and everything.
Like,
I was
as
like,
the ice is cracking,
she's trying
like she's going faster and faster and faster. Uh-huh. Like it just looks ridiculous. It looks and it doesn't even look good.
It does look. It looks ridiculous. It looks stupid. It looks like a comic book. It looks like a cartoon. It doesn't look real. It's stupid. It really is.
You know, it's kind of unfortunate that this series wants to compete so much with the superhero movies instead of being its own thing. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what these action scenes are turning into, but none of the heroes have powers. Yeah, so you just roll your eyes at the regular humans.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one thing about this. And you know what? Not even that they don't have powers, but they don't even like try to like hook the cars up with like cool gadgets or things like that to make them like capable.
Cars.
They're just regular cars.
The only thing they have is like NOS. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like you said, like this is like the eighth movie. We're going into like the spy and like spy movie territory. Like give them something cool things to do with the cars. Don't just make them just regular cars. Like you gotta up it a little bit here now. You know, like
the most they do
more.
To these cars is like in these movies is reinforce them.
Yeah, they just put metal on them.
Like, they never
or,
like,
armor
like Gatling guns coming out of
no.
them. Like you're like
no.
You're like, isn't Ludacris some, like, tech car genius?
Yeah, exactly. Do you have little gadgets in the car that make him do certain things? Like, you have the harpoon guns or whatever, but that's, like, kind of standard stuff. I don't know. I just feel like they could do a lot more with all, like, the, you know, the imagination that is going into these movies. Dude, go a little bit further and do something more. Just, like...
You're going to be ridiculous. Just be completely ridiculous, then.
Yeah. I think they might do that in the ninth one. We'll see. But, I think with this one, the problem is that, they overkill a lot of the action scenes, and they don't really make it fun. It's just not that fun. I don't know. Like, it just kind of feels like I'm just kind of going with the motions during this.
There was also a lot of problems on the set during the making of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Between Tyrese, The Rock, and, well, no, not yet. Tyrese and The Rock didn't have problems. It was The Rock and Vin Diesel had a lot of issues during this movie.
Yes. Yeah.
Tyrese and The Rock had a problem later after when Hobbs and Shaw was being made.
Yeah, Tyrese just got mad because he wanted his own spinoff and nobody was giving it to him.
Yeah. Now, supposedly, they're going to give him one.
Yeah.
You saw that?
Is that, like, but that's not with Rogue Hostage. That's
something else. No, just him in his own Fast and Furious. It's just going to be him whining for 2 hours.
Him screaming and whining the whole movie? All right, I guess it'll be
him and Ludacris? I still wouldn't be entertained. Like, I don't like his character.
The problem is Ludacris is just a regular guy.
Yeah.
He's not playing a character. He's just playing a dude. You know what I mean? Like, they better have some amazing banter in that movie, dude, man. I don't know.
You have to bring someone else in, like, for that team. Like, some action
something.
Star.
Yes.
I'm not going to give a crap.
Ludacris ain't fighting nobody.
Thinking, like, this has to be the one with the dinosaurs, then.
Maybe.
Like, what
my
else
God,
could
yeah.
you do except, like...
Ryan Velociraptor?
I would love to have him whine and cry getting chased by a T-Rex.
That's exactly what would happen, though. You'll have that. Like, him be like, I can't believe this. He's, like running to, like, the house.
First,
and
you got me doing tanks, and now you got me chasing raptors.
Now there's dinosaurs everywhere. I can't be dealing with this.
I didn't agree to go to Jurassic Park.
And he'll land on a he'll like land on a dinosaur like backwards and like start riding it or something like you know. Oh my
Brontosaurus.
Be ridiculous, dude! Ridiculous. Oh god.
So I guess you kind of answered this question, but I'll ask you anyway. Do you think this movie in the series is officially where this movie, like this series, starts to go off the rails?
I mean, here's the thing. It's kind of a slow burn because they kind of have slowly been doing this from, like, the fifth one.
Yeah.
But I think at this one, though, it's official. Like, they really just go into, like,
I think this
crazy
is where it's
territory.
Noticeable, right? Like, this is, like, none of the other movies really made me roll my eyes. Like, some pieces are... But this one, like, constantly, every time there's an action scene, I'm like, wow, that's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It just gets stupid. Like, you're like, you're exciting, you watch it, but you're just like, oh man, this is really dumb. Like, this is getting a bit much now. Like I get it, like, these are action set pieces, but then it just feels like you just throw random things at the wall and see what sticks, you know? It's like, oh, remote control cars falling out of buildings, let's do that. Oh, submarines on their ice, let's do that. Like, all these crazy things where you're like, is this even really what you want to do? Like, is this really where it's going to go? I think
this also has the problem the sixth one had, where I think, like, the way the storyline is going, the action scenes don't, like, match up with it. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, there's action scenes that have action scenes. Like, the story doesn't ever have to really go there.
Like yes. Like, one of the parts I didn't like was when she hacks all the cars in New York. There's no, like, foreshadowing about that.
No.
There's no, like, there really isn't. Like, she just knows how to hack into these cars and does it. You know what I'm saying?
She says, like, something, like, hack into all the cars with this whatever chip.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, okay. And he just hits the button.
He just does it, exactly. And all of a sudden, I think, where did this all come from? You could do this? Why didn't you do this before? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like
if you could do this, why do you need Dom Toretto for anything?
Yeah, exactly. No, any of these guys, any of these people, like, why do you need any of these, you know what I mean? Like, if you have that kind of technology, what are you doing worrying about nukes? You got something worse than that. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's funny, it's like you have all this amazing, and you need some muscle-bound moron, right?
Yeah.
Who solves everything with his fist.
Yep,
and that's like what you need to save your plan.
That's your ace in the hole right there.
Yes. There's just this guy who's always lucky.
Yep.
Every idea he has is a bad one.
Never has a real plan, really.
Never goes in with a good plan. His plans are things like, I know what to do.
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, they're just like riding in the cars.
Yeah, his plan is literally to improvise. That's his plan.
His plan is always one line.
Yes, yeah.
That's it.
Yes, and also how he fixes things is just basic balls to the wall, like bravado. It's just like, I'm going to drive off a cliff. I'm going to throw myself off a car to catch somebody midair. Like, it's just basic. It's just, or I'm going to jump off a ramp to hook grenades onto a helicopter. Like,
you're right. It's never like a tactical solution.
It's not a tactical or like a witty, clever thing where he tricks people. Like, oh, I outsmarted you. Like, no, it's just I outlifted you or something. Like, nope. I out-muscle bound you or something. Like, it's all you ended up doing at the end of the day.
I never see the use for him, right? Like, yeah. I get, like, he's the main character, but, like, in this movie, I never see the use for him when Charlize Theron's character is, like, an absolute friggin' genius who already has an army, uh-huh. like, under her yep. control.
Exactly.
It's like, why do you need Dominic Toretto? It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. No, you know, they should do a little bit more on why he's in, why they're all involved.
Yes.
Why. You know, I you
like,
said
you have a vendetta against his team. Like, there's nothing ever explained that way.
Yeah, she's just like, I need you because the whole, like, that stupid thing about, like, you're the lion, and that's why I need you because you're the animal, you're the lion. You know, you'll do whatever it takes or whatever. It's not good enough either. No, it's not.
Or the other one where he's like, I need the old Dom. What's the old Dom? The old Dom's like a street racer.
Exactly, old Dom. You want to get him in a little muscle car and send him to Los Angeles? Like, exactly. What are you talking, old Dom? Like, the pipe hitting criminal Dom? Like, what are we talking about here?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No.
The old Dom. Like he was like a mass murderer at one point.
Exactly. Like, he was a Green Beret or something in the army. Like, okay, you know what I mean? Like, you're not that. Like, that's not who you are. So,
like, the way they always explain Toretto is like, before the first movie started, he beat some guy with a wrench and went to jail for a few years. And, like,
that's what it was.
Backstory.
That was like the worst thing he ever did.
Yeah, that's like his worst thing he's ever done. Like, I'm not saying it's a good thing, right?
No.
Supposedly, like, that guy was, like, harassing women. Like, it was a reason they made for it, right? It wasn't like walking around beating men with wrenches. Yeah.
What you say? It was that and, like, robbing trucks of their stereo systems. That's literally what they were doing in, like, the first, like, movie. And they kind of go with the corrupt cops here in the later films.
Second and third one. Like,
no, he's not even in.
Cameo at the end of the third one.
No, but he's not even there.
He comes back in the fourth one, and all of a sudden the series turns into, like, he's like this genius spy. Like, they need.
Yep. Yeah.
He
basically
turned it into Triple X.
Yeah, it is. He came back as Triple X. He was at Dom Toretto.
He went away to make Triple X. Then he came back as the character, and
he still thinks he is. But again, the world didn't forget that he was just a regular guy, though. No. It's weird.
And the fact that, like, what also gets me, especially in this one again, like, Kurt Russell has so much faith in him.
And Kurt Russell, like, you can have anybody in the world. It's the guys you look for on this team. This team's amazing. They can do anything. This team's amazing. It's like,
he keeps saying these guys are free.
Like, yeah. First of all, the only survive. The only you know. They only succeeded in the past because of luck. because they got lucky. You know what I mean? Like, again, it's never because like, they were actually really good. They just happened to be in the right place at the right time and know how to do the right thing. That's it. Like, that's it. There's nothing else. Again, they didn't train. They don't, they're not specialists in it, really. I mean, they're hackers. Some of them are hackers and whatever, and they all drive cars really well. But, like, that's it. Like, what else do they really do? It's
not like they go in disguises. They're infiltrators. Mm-hmm, they're, like, none of this stuff that, like, real spies and real like...
Yeah, they have like, Tyrese do it at one scene. I think the seventh one, he dresses up or something like that to get in somewhere or whatever.
The cop plays as, like,
yeah,
the
something like man that. Or whatever. Yeah, no, yeah, something like that. It's a joke, though. It's still a joke. It's stupid.
And the last one, we didn't even mention in our last review how, like, he has the most annoying scene in the movie when he's doing that, like, speech part to like
he wants to be the leader, like he wants to
no not that plan. Part when he's at the Dubai party
and oh like, yes it's a birthday party he's like, oh, the birthday party. Yeah, it's hard to watch.
It's
really, really hard to watch. Like I get it,
like it's
get
not it. It's not funny,
but here's the problem with this, okay, because it's my issue with this character. He's supposed to be this like suave, smooth talking, like that's why you're there, but you're not that. He's like cringy and horrible.
Like a cringy whiner.
And stupid. It's like, wait, then why are you there?
I can never figure out what Tyrese's like skill set to the team is.
I feel like they came around because they feel bad for him.
Yeah, yes.
But that's your liability to everybody else because you're like incompetent. You know what I mean? Like you're not good at anything. Like what is it that you do? You know what I mean? Like I don't know. Like again, that Dubai project is an example of that.
But why are you back now? Paul Walker's not in the series anymore. Paul Walker's character isn't in the Brian's not in the series. Why are you around?
Exactly. And like you said, if you were good at like being a smooth talker or making distractions, yes. Okay, cool. That's what you do well. It's the one thing you do well.
Like
you
master of disguise well. Or something. Where yeah. Like, exactly. Like you said, a smooth talker, like an Eddie Murphy is in like a Beverly Hills Cop, where you can get himself in places.
Exactly.
He's just a whiner. He's whiny, cringy, and cringy too.
Oh, it's bad. It's really bad.
Like he makes you want to mute the friggin' TV when he's on.
Or skip past his scene. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thank God for Scott Eastwood, because Scott Eastwood, like the banter between them, like. At least Scott Eastwood's comments were funny.
Yeah, because Scott was like, "Oh, you're just a pussy, huh?" Like, you know, he's just making fun of him basically the whole movie. That's all he's doing. Like,
you're a bitch.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yes. Yep. Yep. He's like, "Why are you here?"
Little nobody. That made me laugh.
Yeah. Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Scott Eastwood's character. So I forgot to say, Scott Eastwood's basically in this movie. He's playing like Kurt Russell's second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, and he's in training. Yeah, and then he becomes like more part of the team as the movie goes on.
I think this is kind of like the Paul Walker replacement.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They need that like cop guy, the cop partner guy, and this is going to be Scott Eastwood now. It's going to be that guy.
Who's like charismatic, which Scott Eastwood, like he's a good actor. So.
Because I feel like John Cena is replacing The Rock in a lot of ways.
Yes.
He's kind of replacing that role. And I think Scott Eastwood's kind of doing is replacing, you know, Paul Walker's character.
So we'll be right back after a 10-second break from our sponsor, and we'll break down the action scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Frank, why don't you start with fights?
2 out of 5. Because the only fight that's in this movie is against Vin Diesel and the henchman. He's a guy who's in Game of Thrones, and it's a huge letdown. For Fast and the Furious, it's a huge letdown. And I think... This is the scene where Hobbs and Shaw are fighting in the jail.
Yeah,
that's
kind of fun.
But even that though didn't do it for me. I was like, it felt way 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 too choreographed. It felt like Hobbs and Shaw, like how like they both have to have like the upper hand. It has to be an even fight. They can't really go like they did in the 7-1 when they fight in 7-1 is amazing. It's really good. Yeah. I feel like in this one they're just like. Performing a dance together. I don't know. It didn't feel like a real fight scene for me. It was kind of like a little bit of a letdown. Like I wanted them to go at it, and I feel like they couldn't because Hobbs and Shaw, the movie was coming out, and they had to kind of set that up for it. Yeah, the fighting in this movie is really a letdown of all of them. Sorry to say.
I also gave it a 2 out of 5. The bitch slap fight between the Game of Thrones guy and Vin Diesel's literally one of the worst fights I've ever seen. It's so stupid. It's quick and it's dumb.
Yep, it's quick. It's edited really poorly. Yeah, the cinematography is really bad.
So bad.
Yep.
And then, you know, there's the breakout scene, which is, it's a fun scene. Mm-hmm. But like you said, you know, it has that typical look to it where Jason, like some Jason Statham movies do, where he looks like he's dancing, not fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it's overly choreographed.
Yep, exactly.
Not all his movies do that, but there are a lot of his movies that do that. Mm-hmm. And this movie definitely suffers from that over choreography of the fight scenes.
Yeah, it doesn't feel organic. Scene. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So shootouts, I gave the shootouts a 2 out of 5 also. Like, there's really nothing here. Like, there's a few, This is even less than the other movies had in generic shootouts.
Yeah.
There's not really any shootouts because mostly they're chasing Dom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dom's not going to shoot. He fires a few guns, but he's not going to get into a full-blown shootout with his own team.
Yeah.
There's really nothing to talk about shootout-wise. Like, there's a few small ones at the end with the cars shooting at each other and stuff, but there's nothing good.
Yeah, same thing, 2 out of 5, because the only shootouts... There's a little bit at the end when they first go to the Russian base, they have guns, there's a little bit of shootout, but again, it's just, like, generic stuff, and even generic for like, these movies, you know what I mean? Like usually there's generic gunfights, but you get, like, a 3 out of 5, but this is so poor and limited, it just gets a 2 out of 5, because there's so little of it, and what is there, it just feels like it's a footnote. It doesn't feel like they're really drawing any attention to it.
What'd you do for stunts?
Stunts, same thing. You know, there's not much, but these movies just get a 4 out of 5 because the stunts are just always all over the place. Like, even you can tell, like, what they're doing, like, in the cars and everything. Shots from the inside. Like, you could tell that they are obviously the cars aren't doing what they're doing on screen, but they are hooked up to hydraulics to make it look like they are. And so again, it's one thing these movies get right, that you feel like the impacts, you feel like people get blown up and things, people get, you know, shot and whatever. It does look real. It does feel visceral, at least.
I actually lowered the point by 1 for this movie, stunt-wise. I gave it a 3 out of 5. Because I felt like they relied a lot more on CGI in this film than they did in the other ones. There's not as many practical stunts going on.
With action set pieces, yeah. There's a lot of, like, CGI in the set pieces, more so than other films.
Like, there are good stunt scenes, like, you know, the escape from the jail.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of stunts in there. Yeah.
But there's also, like, I just felt like they really overblew the CGI, and most of the stunt work has a lot of CGI involved in this one.
No, it does, especially that scene where, like, the cars are being roll controlled and everything. It's just all, it's like all CG, all of it.
Special effects, I gave a 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of good special, especially the end, there's a lot of good special effect shots, but that car scene with the remote control cars looks so bad.
Yeah.
It just looks like cartoons.
Yeah, same here. Like, it's 3 out of 5 because, again, there's a lot of special effects in this movie, and a lot of them do look really good, but that one scene in particular does look, it didn't age very well. Like, it looked cheesy for 2018 when the movie came out. It looked bad then. It doesn't look any better now. So, yeah.
What about chase scenes?
Chase, again, as I want to compare them to the other films, I gave it a 3 out of 5 because they're just not, like, almost all these other Fast and Furious films, they'll get a 4 out of 5 for chasing because that's what they do. But in this one, I feel like they just forgot that that's what this movies were about. You know what I mean? Like, they really tried to do something different, and it just didn't pay off really well for them in terms of the chase scenes in the movie.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. I felt like, okay, so the last chase scene is, like, freaking stupid on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And the chase scene, and the other chase scene they give you is in the middle of the movie, and it's poor, too. It's where all the cars remote controlled.
Yeah.
So the two chase scenes in the thing are just lacking in any practicality.
Yeah,
I'm not into it at all. Like, I'm just bored.
Yeah, it just gets ridiculous with them trying to capture Don with the hooks and the wire and everything and the cars. It's just stupid. It just gets dumb. It just feels dumb, basically.
Overall, you know, I was going to give it a 2, but I did give it a 3. I gave it a 3 out of 5 because I felt like, as an action movie, it's still plenty of action in this film.
Yeah.
That's better than a lot of other crap we've given 2 to. Yeah,
exactly.
The 2 score to.
Yeah.
So I gave it a 3. But I don't recommend it over the other Fast and Furiouses.
Yeah, I gave it a 3 out of 5 because, as much as we're complaining about it, it's still a full-blown action film.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, compared to the other Fast and Furious film, this is the most lacking one. Like, same thing, I don't recommend it over other Fast and Furious films, but I do recommend this on just a base-level action film.
Yes, me too.
Like, if you just want to watch an action film, watch it. It's as good as any other random action movie you're going to pop in to watch, right? But in terms of the Fast and Furious franchise, it's like the weakest one, you know, with not considering 4 and below. You know, everything from 5 up, basically.
From 5 up. You know... 4 and under are more, there's a lot more cop thriller going on in those movies.
Yes,
we kind of went 5 up because those are, like, the big, this is when the series gets big budgeted in its action scenes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So my first similar movie is The Transporter.
Yeah.
I felt like if you want to watch a movie with good chase scenes, good fight scenes, Jason Statham doing his thing, The Transporter is pretty much that film. And they don't, you know, it doesn't feel like, it's not as big budgeted or have the same feel as this movie, but it'll give you that Jason, it'll scratch that Jason Statham itch for you. I don't think this movie would.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's only a small scene with him on the plane that's really good, and that's it. But my first recommendation for this, again, if you want like a really good like spy movie, it's The Kingsman, the original, the first one. I feel like that movie has a good blend of like action and suspense, and just it's an action movie, but it feels like a very modern day poppy action film. I feel like that's what I feel like the Fate of the Furious was kind of going for. But I feel like The Kingsman is way more original. It's way more fun. It's way more engaging. Like I feel like it's a complete movie, and I had an overall good time with it. I feel like this movie needed that. It needed something to like tie it all together make it fun. Like I feel like they just forgot to make a fun movie with The Fate and the Furious, unfortunately.
And we both have the same similar for yes. our other movie. We both put Six Underground by Michael Bay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to see probably one of the best chase scenes ever filmed. The opening of this movie has it.
Yeah, it does, definitely. I mean, you're never going to see another chase scene as visceral, as realistic and visceral as that chase scene does.
Like literally, cars crash, flaming bodies like fly out of the cars. Like it's insane.
Yeah, it's something that you always wonder when you're watching car accident movies car accidents and movies. You're like, oh, I see there's no body in there. I can see, or I know that's whatever. Like no, in Six Underground, you see like bodies flying everywhere. It's crazy that first action
set. And it has a pretty good car chase later in the movie where like there's a scaffolding next to a building that's coming mm-hmm. down. And yeah. they're, like, racing through the streets trying to dodge it. And that's really cool, too.
It is, yes. Definitely recommend.
And plus all the other action in the movie is fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good movie all around.
It is, yes. It's Michael Bay, too, so obviously, like, it's great. Brian Reynolds is in it. It's awesome.
So, this is Mr. Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time.